Everybody, it's Tracy. Today, we are going to talk about an amazing tool that I am so excited to bring to you. Every day I get questions. How do I find a therapist? How do I find a therapist that knows what they're doing? Now, let me be clear. Not all therapists are created equally. And I have heard tale of people going on the basis that they read it on a website that they advertise that they help people with this kind of disorder, or they work with the victims of narcissistic abuse. But then they end up getting there and they're disappointed. And your job is going to be to have them figure out, you know, are you being abused? And then give you a way out of it, not just listen. I went to a therapist for 4 years. And in the end, when I learned about narcissists, I asked him, what do you know about narcissists? Because he'd never mentioned it and witnessed me go through all of this crazy shit. He said they like to look in the mirror. And, you know, I love this man. I trusted this person, and he is still a friend of mine, but he is no longer my therapist. And a big sign for me is to ask them what books they're familiar with and they can recommend for books on narcissist abuse. Maybe if you're divorcing a narcissist, can they suggest a book? Because it's in that knowledge of staying up and current that defines them from someone who read a chapter in a book when they were going through therapy school, or someone that keeps up and is always wanting to learn more so that they can be a better Sherpa guiding you to the right information. You might be the kind of person that wants completely talk therapy. You go in there, you vent, you tell them what happened, and everything is good after that. And if that's what you're looking for, ask them, you know, will they give you tools to heal, or will they just be listening to you? Of course, the job of any therapist or coach is to guide you to figure out some of your own answers. We know that, right? But if they aren't really familiar with dealing with abandonment, the stages of abandonment, the stages of betrayal, the stages of abuse, and the cycle of narcissistic abuse, and why we stayed. If they don't know the answers to those, check the box and go to the next one. Now, the tool that I want to talk to you about today is written by a therapist. She's in New Jersey. I've done interviews with her. We've talked about the difference between narcissists and sociopaths. Her name is Marianne Glynn, and she runs a meetup there in New Jersey. That's how I originally met her when I was starting up my first group. I didn't want to do it without checking with other people, get some advice and get some tips. And she was the first one that helped me out and led me in the right direction. And she has been a warrior friend for a long time now. And I am honored to have her in my life. But she's created something for you to bring to your therapist. Maybe it's at the beginning. Maybe if you are just listening to this and you have a therapist, you are going to look for something that you can bring to the therapist, because what she's created is an intimate partner abuse identification sheet. It's 5 pages long. Now, here's the caveat. I'm going to put a link down below that's going to show you where you want to go and download this, but this thing is free for you to use, free for your therapist to use. The people that are wondering, am I being abused? Print this out. It's got things like character traits of an abusive partner, coercive control, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, physical threat or violence, financial abuse, deceit, addiction. And it's 5 pages long, and everything is rated on a 1 to 5 basis. And then you get a score, and then we can figure out if you're being abused. This tool is designed for therapists, so bring it to your therapist. Bring it to them and share the information so that they can help other people. A therapist that is open to seeing that someone has put a year of work into this form is going to thank you and say, that will help, and they'll see the light. open your heart to someone and be very cautious with who you give it to, right? This is the same thing with a therapist. Coaches are in the same bucket too. There's a lot of people out there, me too, that put a coaching sign up there and help survivors. But you want to make sure that if you are dealing with a survivor coach, that that person is healed, that they have done their homework, done their work, and that they have read books. I just got 4 new books this week. My entire coffee table is laid out for a very exciting and looks like snowy weekend that I'm going to sit down and snuggle up with some trauma recovery workbooks. I also just got Jackson McKenzie's new book. And my friend Sharon Martin just launched a really good book, and we're going to interview her next week. So when you're looking at therapists, do the work. Figure out if it's a good person. And just like staying in an abusive relationship, if you're with a therapist that isn't really helping you, guiding you, then you don't have to stay. Find another one. As victims of abuse, we stayed too long. And this goes true with your therapist. Make sure they're doing the right job for you, and get the help that you need. There are amazing therapists out there. In fact, if you have a good therapist, tell them to go to my website and list themselves on the website. There are people every day that ask me, where do I find a therapist in Kansas? I can't find anyone in Ohio. And I've been building a database. I've been building on my website. If you're looking for a therapist, the people that are on my website, and again, there's not a million, but there's probably 100 that I know what they're doing. I know they read the books. I know they're up on the technology phrases. If they don't know what a flying monkey is, fly away. This is bad. You do not want to have somebody that isn't familiar with the terms that are being used in this arena. And I know that they've got their education, and flying monkeys is certainly not in the DSM. It is certainly not something that most therapists that haven't researched this would know. But if they've researched it, they know smear campaigns, they know flying monkeys, they know the cycle of abuse and a whole lot of other stuff. So again, do your research, and that's all I got for you today. This is Tracy. Visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. You can find those therapists. And we've just added about 200 meetup groups. That is support groups all over the world. So go to our website and get some help. And don't feel like you are all alone anymore. You've got help out there.